This is a public service announcement. It's raining eggs. You've heard of raining cats and dogs, and now we bring you raining eggs. Ice eggs. In 2008, there was a $400 million hailstorm. The hail was huge in Goss, Calgary. $400 million in damage. 2 years later, on August 12, 2010, there was a similar financial apocalypse. After a mere 2 days since the second disaster, the temperature dropped 12 degrees in an hour. This signaled another apocalypse, with winds up to 100 kilometers per hour. It was a $500 million hailstorm. The point of this message starts with the fact that chickens fertilize their own eggs. So if the descent of ice eggs were caused by flying metaphorical chickens, we'd be doomed. Thankfully, it's not. Air pollution causes it, and air pollution we can stop. The physical formation of hail is very different. Polluted clouds compared to clean clouds. In clean clouds, during hailstorms, the updraft will move the hailstones and blow them higher into the cloud, getting bigger as it moves, but it falls out when it becomes too big and never actually reaches the top of the cloud. However, for dirty clouds, the hail's already at the top to begin with, and it can grow much larger in size during the longer time moving inside the cloud. In fact, in dirty clouds, hail is usually 10 times heavier. Raining ice eggs aren't caused by metaphorical self-fertilizing chickens. It's caused by us. If we don't give our clouds the air pollution they need, they can't fertilize their hail eggs. So the question is,